You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. I'm Ricky Tyus from Tyus Tours and Travel. And you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Our podcast is available. Topic for today's show is, why are all your friends traveling? Secretly. Why is everybody traveling secretly? You know, they're keeping their travel hush-hush. There's no Facebook posts. There's no Instagram posts. There's no text to friends about their latest adventure. No bragging rights. During the pandemic, the phase traveling shaming has taken off. And most folks would rather not be scolded or follow the quarantine rules. So in today's show, we'll get into talking about why is everybody secret about traveling these days? But I have an opinion coming up. And it's my opinion. This is just my opinion. This is nobody else's opinion, just mine's. Trump's WeChat ban would harm more than just tourism. Trump has come out with a ban. He's come out with a ban about banning WeChat. WeChat is it's a package from China that a lot of places in the U.S. is using. The decision could undermine decades of progress in establishing personal ties between Chinese and Americans. President Trump's executive order banning Americans from doing business with Tencent Holding, maker of the super app WeChat, would deal a serious blow to the already beleaguered U.S. tourism industry. And it could also help undo decades worth of progress in establishing person-to-person ties between the two increasingly countries. Now, you know, I have a story to tell about China and how China tried to kidnap me. But the biggest reason this will hurt tourism is the financial consequence will be the most obvious. Over the past decade, China has become the world's largest source of outbound tourists, and its travelers are usually free spending. For example, in 2019, its 2.8 million visitors to the U.S. made up only 3.5 of international travelers who arrived in the country, but they accounted for 13.4% of the total spending. And that's the reason why we say that banning the WeChat app will hurt tourism in America. This rise in tourism paralleled the rise of China's tech companies. And most important is social media platform. WeChat, which started out as a messaging system, quickly bloomed into a quasi-operating system for living in China. And key to that expansion was WeChat Pay, a mobile wallet that launched in 2013 and now accounts for 40% of the country's massive mobile payment market. The global industry quickly grasps how important WeChat was to Chinese consumers and bent over backwards to integrate it into their offering. Now travel agencies not only market a destination via WeChat, but make a point of how easy it is to use the app while there. And since 2017, Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas has let Chinese visitors pay for almost everything using the service. All they need to do is open the app, display a personalized barcode, and wait for the cashier at the buffet or the bar to scan it. The transaction clears in dollars converted from the yen deposited in the wallet. It looks and feels little different than paying for a meal in China. So around the world, other destinations have tried to mimic this frictionless experience. Helsinki built an entire WeChat mini app to visitors to get around the city. Other destinations has launched WeChat marketing campaigns. The integration is so important and lucrative that Tencent recently met with representatives of 30 national tourism boards in Beijing to help them do it better. So, as the pandemic eases and Chinese prepares to travel again, the absence of U.S. destinations on WeChat will become a glaring competitive disadvantage. There will also be other less quantifiable contras to Trump's decision. In the early 1980s, the Chinese government began loosening travel restrictions to allow its citizens to reconnect with family and friends. The idea was to build political and commercial ties on a personal basis, and it succeeded. China attracted investments and political support in key regions such as Southeast Asia, while destination countries benefited from the growing affluence of its outbound travelers. Chinese tourists in New York would not only shop, but they also evaluated their surroundings and they reported back to China and encouraged others to visit. One result was that Chinese tourism, once confined to a standardized group trips, became something much more diverse. Chinese parents would come to visit relatives who had settled in the U.S. or to tour colleges with their kids. Investors would visit the American businesses. Individual tourists would come to shop, visit the sites, and get a taste of the America they had read and heard about. Even as official ties between China and the U.S. frayed over trade, technology, and much else, on a person-to-person basis, the two countries grew closer. That process is now reversing. Restricting WeChat isn't the only reason, but it is another blunt reminder to Chinese people that they're not welcome in the U.S. as they used to be. The Trump administration claims that national security concerns justify the moves. Perhaps that's true, but if the two countries continue to go down this road, the damage done will be permanent. So we're just trying to let you know that this decision to ban this particular app for Chinese will have effect on everything the Chinese do in America. So we just want to remind people that there's a lot going on out there with the COVID-19, and we're going to be talking about different things today. Another thing that we're going to talk about is the August travel restrictions and the latest quarantine rules for U.S. travelers. So as travelers prepare for the Labor Day weekend and the possibility of hitting the road, the ongoing coronavirus outbreak has left tourists uncertain about where they can visit and what restrictions they face once they arrive or return. And this, again, goes back to the title of the show, Why People Are Traveling Secretly. To combat the viral pandemic, several states have imposed restrictions on visitors from areas with a high number of COVID-19 cases. Other states have mandated immediate quarantines and pre-testing to avoid the further spread of the illness. And what we put together is a comprehensive list. Basically, if you live in Ohio and you travel to Michigan, when you come back to Ohio, you're supposed to quarantine 14 days. And this goes on for every state. You know, if you go on vacation in another state and you're there, you're supposed to come back and quarantine for 14 days. Now, as we do this radio show, so you understand, the CDC has stated that you no longer have to quarantine for 14 days. You just need to wear a mask, do social distancing, but you no longer have to quarantine for 14 days. But at the time that I wrote this article, you know, each state had different restrictions. Alaska, for example, all non-residents must arrive with a negative coronavirus test taken within 72 hours before departure or proof of a pending test result. The negative result must be uploaded into a Alaskan travel portal, and tourists must quarantine while waiting for confirmation. Colorado had a similar thing. Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. As part of a partnership between all three states, anyone traveling to the region from an area boasting a new daily positive test rate higher than 10 per 1,000 residents or a state with a 10% or higher positivity rate over a 7-day rolling average is directed to self-quarantine. So to get back to the question, if you want to know why people are traveling secretly, it's because of all this mess about quarantines. You know, starting Wednesday, this is a couple Wednesdays ago, maybe last Wednesday, the mayor of New York signed an executive order requiring all hotels and short-term rental facilities with travelers from restricted states to fill out quarantine forms, complete with contact information before giving access to rooms. So who wants to travel with all this stuff going on? And starting Wednesday, again, this is a week ago Wednesday, new highway checkpoints will be set up at key entry points into New York City. Those who travel to hotspot states and fail to quarantine for 14 days upon their return are committing a Class B misdemeanor and could face a $10,000 fine. In addition to that, the new executive order also makes it a crime not to fill out the quarantine form. So, to get back to the statement why people are traveling secretly, it's because of all this mess the different states had about traveling. When the CDC just announced a day or two ago that you no longer have to quarantine for 14 days. So this really gets into why some people are secretly traveling. And just to let you know, my job wants us to download an app that we take our temperature before we go to work. And then we have this app that we answer the question what our temperature was. And then once we go into work, we have to have our temperature taken again. And if our temperature is over a certain degree, you have to do all these other things. So there's a lot of reasons why people are traveling secretly. And this is just one of them. This ridiculous 14-day travel ban, which the CDC just announced that all you have to do is social distance and wear a face mask. So all this is going on in the middle of the pandemic, but people are still traveling. They're doing road trips, and we'll get into all that later. But you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned after the break for a video of Florida Space Coast. If you've never been to The Florida Space Coast is an amazing place. You can watch liftoffs of rockets going to outer space. So we'll talk about all that after the break. And then we're also talking about how Americans are traveling this summer. A new survey of 100 Americans revealed that 41% increased travel by RV, camping, and road trips in the summer of 2020. Since this enabled travelers to satisfy their wanderlust while maintaining a heightened degree of isolation and observing social distancing guidelines. RV sales in June was up 170% over last year, while booking for the 4th of July weekend through rental sites has increased 81%. So people are traveling, they're taking road trips, they're using RVs. In fact, 50% of the RV owners who participated in the survey said that they bought or rented an RV due to the COVID-19. 59% of the respondents reported that they worked remotely from an RV. So a lot of people are working remotely from RVs. 84% of the respondents said they want internet access while traveling in an RV. And 80% of respondents said they bring their technology with them when they go RVing, phones, tablets, gaming consoles, laptops. So 59% of the people said they're working remotely from RVs. That's pretty amazing. After months of stay-at-home orders, many Americans are eager to escape their everyday surroundings and experience something new. So where's everyone going? Survey pointed to Arizona, California, Florida, New Jersey, and Texas as the top destinations on their list of road tripping in 2020. So I had a person just get back from Arizona. Went hiking in Arizona, was pretty much out in the middle of the desert. Came back, didn't have to quarantine, but he was on vacation in Arizona in the mountains, and loved it. He loved every minute of it. Most of the states boast sandy beaches, others at least supply plenty of sunshine. Perfect for summertime relaxation, which may account for their current popularity. But much of the pleasure of traveling in an RV is the unique ability to enjoy the journey and not just the destination. Cruising your own little home on wheels around the U.S., you can come by scenic byways, national parks, coastal villages, quaint small towns, and even ghost towns on your way to where you're going. My senior year in college, a group of us rented an RV and drove from Toledo to Florida, to Daytona, Florida. The trip started out with about nine of us. We all had our own private sleeping spaces. Everyone was very comfortable. We drove to Daytona Beach. We parked the RV on the beach with all the RVs that was parked on the beach at the time, and we had a tremendous time. We also did some sightseeing. We went to Daytona Beach. We went to Cocoa Beach. But the RV was a great way to travel. We were able. The RV held 18 people, but only nine people end up going, and it was just it was a fantastic time. So RVing is the way to travel. Right now, during COVID-19, you know, you can social distance. You can stop whenever you want to stop. You have your own home at wheels. You can make your own meals. You know, you have a stove there. You have a bathroom there. On the way down to Florida my senior year, we even stopped at a couple RV parks to empty, as to say, the toilet. So we stopped at RV parks to empty that and spent the night in some RV parks, and we really had a great time. It really, and this was back in the 70s. So if you're traveling today, I'm sure you are going to have a great time using the RV traveling. So we talked about the travel restrictions. We talked about the WeChat ban. We're going to talk about why travelers are keeping their travel hush-hush. You know, the pandemic presents a unique case of travel entering the moral, because there are two things that happens when you travel. The first thing is you put yourself at risk, and the second is by virtue of putting yourself at risk, you could be spreading the coronavirus to other people. Sharing the details about where we're traveling has always been a way to transmit our values, tastes, and means. Look no further than the postcards of the 19th century or the Kodak carousels of the 1960s and 70s, and then came Instagram a decade ago to turbocharge the practice. And while technology has made it easier to keep up with loved ones during this period of physical distance, there's one topic being withheld from conversations and hidden from social media, and that's vacations. And for a variety of reasons related to the pandemic, some travelers are content to let the tree fall in the forest, so to speak, without a single soul around to hear it. So far, there is no universal agreed upon consensus about whether or not to travel. If you think it's fine to travel, and some people don't think it's fine, but if you're not persuaded by the opposing argument, you may feel motivated to hide your behavior. Example is, my sons have traveled to Memphis for a reunion on their mother's side, and my only word to them is, when you come back, you need to stay away from me for 14 days, you know, because they went down to Memphis, Tennessee. They were there for a weekend. Both my sons took their families down there to Memphis, Tennessee, and my advice to them was, for 14 days, you need to stay away from me, or I need to stay away from you. And I have a friend whose son went to New York for a wedding, and upon his return, she told her grandson to not come around her for 14 days. So this 14-day rule has been going on for a while. And, you know, just recently the CDC, and we'll get into this in another show, but the CDC has stated that you don't need to quarantine for 14 days anymore. But we're living in this moment when longstanding equalities are particularly stark, and the dividing line is between people whose lives remain normal and people whose lives have been completely turned upside down by this pandemic. I feel like vacation pictures signal to the world, hey, this pandemic isn't this bad, and it has really, really been bad for many, many people. So posting pictures of your travel and all the places that you've been to, for those people that are suffering through this pandemic, is an insult to them. So that's one of the reasons why people are traveling secretly, is because they don't want to post pictures on Facebook that's going to hurt someone else because they're traveling. So in the second half of the show, we're gonna get away from all the stuff about pandemics, and we're gonna talk about the best of Yellowstone, America's national park, in the history of that. We're gonna get into Florida Space Coast and all the things going on in Florida Space Coast. We're gonna talk about a resort that I sent people to in Orlando when they wanna go to Disney, Balmoral Resorts, And if we have time, we'll do a virtual tour of Universal. So all that will be coming up in the second half of the show. But, you know, in the first half of the show, we basically talked about why people are traveling secretly. And the why people are traveling secretly is because, you know, they don't want to be scolded about where they've been. And, for example, you know, when my sons went to Memphis, Tennessee, you know, my comment to them was, you know, you need to stay away from me for 14 days. When my youngest son went to Michigan for a weekend, the same conversation I had with him was, you need to stay away from me for 14 days. So that's the reason why people are traveling secretly. So in the second half of the show, again, we're going to talk about Yellowstone Park, Florida Space Coast. We're going to get away from the pandemic and just take you to some places that people are traveling to during the pandemic. And the best of Yellowstone is Yellowstone is the world's first national park. We're going to talk about Florida Space Coast. Florida Space Coast is where natural wonders and adventures go hand in hand. This is the home of America's space program. And we're also going to get into, if we have time, do a virtual tour of Orlando and Universal Studios. So all that's coming up after the break. First half of the show, we talked about why are your friends traveling secretly? And we explained why they're traveling secretly is because they don't want to be scolded, and they don't want to be told that they have to quarantine 14 days. My sister drove to New Jersey to see her daughter and mistakenly talked to her boss about going to New Jersey, and they made her self-quarantine for 14 days when she returned. So that's the reason why people are secretly traveling and not letting everyone know. And the other thing that they're doing is they're doing road trips and they're using RVs. So again, in the second half of the show, we'll have some YouTube videos of Yellowstone, the best of Yellowstone, America's first national park. Okay, and we'll also talk about Florida Space Coast, and we will get into doing a brief tour of Universal Studios. These are some places that you can travel to in your car, using an RV, but it's some local places that you can travel to. And in the first half of the show, we also talked about the WeChat ban that the Chinese use when they travel to America, and Donald Trump executive order is barring Americans from doing business with Tencent Holdings. So I don't know if you guys know, but I still have a long-standing battle with China. They tried to kidnap me. And it's just a long-standing battle. So for me to talk about this WeChat ban is close to me because the Chinese they approached me about doing a tour in New York, all-inclusive, put everything together, sent them a contract, and they stated to me that all I needed to do was to fly to Hong Kong, catch a boat from Hong Kong to China. When I get to my hotel, they would come get me. Call them and they would come get me. So I have a long-standing battle with China when it comes to this. But listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766. Look up in the sky. It's the superhero of travel. Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com radio, the way it should be heard.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGlory'sCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's La Glory Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention, Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times, like all times, are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
The SCORE Association, Service Corps of Retired Executives, was formed in 1964 as a nonprofit association dedicated to the entrepreneurial education and the formation, growth, and success of small businesses nationwide. More than 10,500 volunteer members provide individual counseling, mentoring, and business workshops for aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners. The association is headquartered in Washington, D.C., with 389 chapters throughout the United States and its territories. For more national information, contact SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. Again, that's SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. This has been a public service announcement from TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. That's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children. 9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Look up in the sky. It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Okay, the first half of the show, we talked about why are friends traveling secretly? Why are travelers keeping their travel hush-hush? No Facebook or Instagram post. No text to friends about their latest adventure. No bragging rights during the pandemic. And the phase, travel shaming has taken off during this pandemic, and most folks would rather not be scolded or quarantined for 14 days. So for the second half of the show, we're going to get away from all the pandemic and all the news about the pandemic and the COVID-19, and we're going to take you to some places that you can drive to. That you can use an RV. In the first half of the show, we talked about most Americans now are using RVs. So for the second half of the show, we're going to take you to some places that you can drive to. And the first place that we're going to take you to is Yellowstone Park. You know, Yellowstone National Park is epic, it's beautiful, and it's iconic. And it became America's first national park in 1872, and it covers over 2 million acres with 10,000 thermal features. Thermal features are simply glaciers. And it's amazing that it covers 2 million acres. 2 million acres is what it covers. And how long would it take you? You could spend a week there and not cover 2 million acres. But the epic part about Yellowstone National Park is that it has 10,000 glaciers. It still has buffalo. It's like an animal reserve for animals that are distinct. You know, it's an amazing place that you can drive to and enjoy the scenery and the animals and just get away from life and enjoy nature. You know, it has bears, it has mountain lions, it has coyotes. It has some species that are distinct. It's just a wonderful place you could travel to and enjoy. And the best of Yellowstone, which is the video that we show, the YouTube video that we show, it gives you a great experience. The otters and all the different animals that they have there. But you can also social distance. You don't have to worry about being around other people because you're out there with the animals and you're out there enjoying our first national park. You know, mountain lions, coyotes. You know, if you want to be in the wilderness, then, you know, Yellowstone National Park is where you want to be. To enjoy this, to get out. So if you're RVing, you know, this would be the perfect place to drive to. And all the places that you can stop at before you get there and just enjoy being at Yellowstone National Park. So the next video that we want to talk about is the Florida Space Coast. The Florida Space Coast is where natural wonders and adventures go hand in hand. This is the home of America's space program and quite literally the nation's getaway to the universe. It was the departure point for historic moonwalks, a visit to the International Space Station, and is where Space Shuttle Atlantis is now permanently displayed. Live rockets, live rocket launches are open to the public, and that's real cool. But back on Mother Earth, in less than an hour's drive from Orlando, you'll find 72 glorious miles of Atlantic Coast beaches, from Melbourne to Cocoa Beach. Cocoa Beach was voted one of America's top beach towns, and its landmark pier is a perfect place to sit and watch the world go by. We're the East Coast surfing capital of the U.S., and we have surf schools, and board rentals to get you started. And the surf legend Kelly Slater grew up in Cocoa Beach, and there are surf festivals and competitions year-round. So again, we're talking about the Florida Space Coast. The Florida Space Coast is a popular stop on the Great Florida Birding Trail. People from all over the world gather to focus on featuring on our feathered friends, over 300 species in all, everything from birds of prey to flocks of wading birds and resting in a lagoon. And also an airboat, which we'll get here in a minute, is a great way to see the wide open spaces of Florida. But I want to tell you, just a couple days ago, there was an event going on in Florida where they were trying to trap alligators. And this alligator jumped up on this guy's boat and bit off his arm. So if I'm using an airboat to get through the Everglades, those airboats, they go pretty fast. I ain't stopping. Because this alligator actually jumped up and bit off this guy's arm. And alligators are nothing to play with. An airboat is a great way to see wide open spaces skimming across 170,000 acres of Florida wetlands. These amazing machines will take you where a regular boat simply can't go. It's a wind and a hair experience that's not to be missed. And again, we're talking about Florida Space Coast and all the things there is to do at the Florida Space Coast. And right now, they're showing the home of America's space program. And you can actually go down there, and they have a calendar of when they're doing launches. You can actually see rockets being shut off into space. So that's one of the great reasons to visit Florida Space Coast. And we talked about the airboats. And another reason to visit the Florida Space Coast is if you're taking a cruise, if you sail out of Port Canaveral, you can actually have dinner and watch the cruise ships sail by. Port Canaveral is one of the world's busiest cruise ports. It handles 4 million passengers a year. It's home to a fabulous state-of-the-art cruise ships and jetty park, and it's a great place to watch them head out for the blue waters of the Caribbean. So our wilderness areas provide habitat for more than 500 species of fish. They enjoy surf casting or fishing from a boat. You can choose from salt water or fresh water. Our area guides are known for their expertise and will give you a wonderful day on the water. So Florida Space Coast is located where the temperature and the subtropical climate zones collide. You can find animals and plants here that are found nowhere else in the world. Explore from a kayak, on horseback, or on a bike, and maybe even stand-up paddleboarding. Brevard Zoo was voted one of the top 10 small zoos in the U.S., home to more than 160 species. It's the only zoo in the country to feature kayak adventures on site. You can feed the giraffe or experience a natural high over a treetop track. Now, that's zip lining. Their destinations have shopping to suit all budgets and tastes. You can stroll through history with a surprising mix of quaint stores, galleries, and cafes. The world's largest surf shop is right on your doorstep, or you might hit the local farmers market. Florida Space Coast has all the right elements for your vacation. It's a perfect blend of outdoor activities, family fun, and relaxation. And one of the places I have people stay when they go to Orlando is Balmoral Resorts. For your Orlando vacation, you can stay in a spacious, modern two-story villa at Balmoral Resorts. And with your very own private pool, you can bring your whole family, you can bring your pet, and take advantage of the amenities, including the water park. Again, we're back to the zoo, the Brevard Zoo in Orlando, or the zoo that's actually in the Space Coast is what that video is. But if you're ever going to Orlando, we have resorts that you can rent homes that sleep up to 16 people, and it's called the Balmoral Resort. And if you want more details, you can certainly visit my Facebook page. But we're back to the Space Coast, and this is part of the zoo that they have. But that looks like Orlando, though. That looks more like Universal Studios. And Universal Studios, before you even arrive, you see all Orlando has to offer, from the comfort of your computer, tablet, mobile device, or even virtual reality headset with the Orlando Virtual Tour. So Orlando Universal is a great place to bring your family. I think it used to be a little bit more exciting than Disney. But with the two places in Orlando, Disney and Universal, you can't go wrong. It's a great place to visit. It also is close to Disney, so there's just so many different things that you can do if you go to Orlando. And of course, everyone knows that Orlando is a home where the NBA bubble is now. But if you go to Orlando, there's so many places you can go to, the Balmoral Resorts, where you can rent a house that sleeps 16 people, is maybe a 15-minute drive from Universal Studios or Disney World. And if you're looking for a vacation to drive to, Ohio is the number one state of people visiting Florida driving from. So Ohio is the number one drive state for the state of Florida. More people drive from Ohio than any other state in America, and that includes Georgia, which is right there at the border. So Orlando is a great place to visit if you have an RV or if you want to take the family. We have a resort down there that the houses have their own private swimming pool. You know, I didn't show you a video of the Balmoral Resorts, but they have their own private swimming pool, and there's so many things just to do on that resort that you won't need to go any other place. But again, we're showing videos from Florida Space Coast. They actually present a calendar of when the rockets are launching, so you can get there the day before and get up and actually watch the rocket shoot off. The beaches are normally packed on the day that they're launched, and it just gives you something to do, some place to take your family that you can enjoy. And while you're down there, you can check out all the beaches along the Atlantic coast. Cocoa Beach is probably my favorite beach to go to. It's just so many different things to do in that area down there. If you want to drive from the state you're in to Florida and just have a nice, peaceful vacation with your family, certainly give us a call at Tire Susan Travel, 866-547-5362, and we can help arrange that vacation for you. So to get back to the subject of why your friends are traveling secretly is because they don't want to quarantine, and they don't want to be scolded about traveling. You know, first half of the show, I talked about how my sons went to Memphis, Tennessee, for a reunion with their mother's side of the family, and how I scolded them about, when you get back, you need to stay away from me for 14 days. My sister drove to New Jersey to see her daughter, and when she got back, her job scolded her and made her quarantine for 14 days before she could go back to work. So the question, why are friends traveling secretly and not posting Facebook pages, they're not posting on their Facebook page, they're not posting on Instagram, it's because those people that can't travel because of the pandemic, they don't want to make them feel bad. You know, so they're keeping all that secret, and they don't want to quarantine when they get back. Again, my kids went to Memphis, Tennessee. When they got back, I told them, just stay away from me for 14 days. Since that time, the CDC has stated that you no longer need to quarantine. You know, you just need to wear a face mask, you need to social distance, and you no longer need to quarantine. The story I told in the first half of the show was my job wants you to take your temperature before you go to work, and they want you to post what your temperature was on this app that I have to download to my phone. And then once I get to work at the time clock, they will take my temperature again. As a matter of fact, I went to the doctor last week. I went to the doctor last week, and before you enter the building, they have two people standing there who takes your temperature, ask you these questions. You know, have you been around anybody that had the pandemic? And I say, I don't know. I don't think so. You know, have you traveled internationally? No. They take your temperature, and there's this big sign that states, if you've been tested recently, let us know. Okay? So that's what my doctor's office said. If you've been tested recently, let us know that you've been tested, because we ain't going to let you in the building. Okay? So what is all this testing about? You know, what is this testing proving? Okay? And we test more people than any other nation in the world, and then we get slapped on the hand saying that the virus is out of control. So President Trump recently, I shouldn't say this, the CDC recently announced that you only need to be tested if you're sick. Okay? They recently announced just the other day that you only need to be tested if you're sick. Okay? So there's this thing called herd immunity. And what herd immunity is where the virus has no place to go because everybody's already had the virus, or they have the antibiotics that the virus has no place to go. So if everybody doesn't get tested, then the virus will continue to spread. Where with herd immunity, if everyone's tested, especially those people that may have already had it, and now they have the antibiotics, the virus has no place to go. So there's actually two sides of the table, but recently the CDC announced that you only need to be tested if you have problems. I said something to my job about being tested, and the first thing they said to me is, why? You don't feel good? Why are you being tested? And the second thing they said to me, or maybe you just want 14 days off, is what my job said to me. So all this coronavirus and, you know, it has us paralyzed. In a show coming up, I'm going to talk about how the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which has been going on for 93 years, would change this year because of the coronavirus. You know, I have vendors that had packages for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and they have gone out of business because of the pandemic and because of the way that the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to change. But in this show, we talked about why your friends are traveling secretly. And they're traveling that way so they're not bragging, they're not putting it on Facebook, and that we're living in this moment of long-standing long-standing relationships with people, and we don't want to post pictures on Facebook about all the great places that you've been and all the great places and all the great things that you did, because it makes people think that because they can't do that, it makes them feel bad. Or your pictures are saying, hey, this pandemic isn't really that bad, and this pandemic has really been bad for many, many people. Like I said, I have vendors who've gone out of business. Carnival Cruise Lines, in order to stay in business, had to sell cruise ships. So this pandemic has really just hurt a lot of people, and we need to recognize that posting our vacation pictures on Facebook makes those people who are not able to travel feel bad. So, and the other thing is that people don't want to quarantine for 14 days. You know, as I mentioned before, I talked to my job about getting tested, and they go, why? Don't you feel good? Why are you going to get tested? Or you want 14 days off. So this testing thing, you know, I went to my doctor's office. There's a big sign up saying, you know, if you've been tested in the last 10 days, let us know, because we ain't going to let you in here. So there's a lot going on with the pandemic. Hopefully they get it under control and it ends soon, and people can start traveling again, because in another show, we talk about how not being able to travel is making people feel miserable, you know, making people feel ugly. Not being able to travel, keeping everybody confined, is just simply making people feel bad. And people need to get out and explore and just look for things to do. But with that being said, look up in the sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel. And we're able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. So stay tuned. Get out there. Be active. And enjoy yourself, because this will be over soon. Thank you.